Beyond the Back Page on Near FM with myself, Patrick Donoghue. On the show today, we'll be looking ahead to the Pro 14 final between Leinster and Ulster with Fergus Carroll. And also on the show today, we'll be joined by Roberto Lopez of Shamrock Rovers, who will reflect on his side's big win in the Dublin Derby against Bowes on Saturday. But first of all, on the show today, I'm delighted to be joined by New FM's very own presenter of the Saturday Sports Show, Fergus Carroll, who's joining us on the line today. Fergus, thanks a million for joining me today. How are you today?
Pleasure, Patrick. Graham, thank you, and yourself.
Oh, not too bad, Fergus. First of all, are you delighted where we'd a few months where we had no sport? So you must be delighted that we can watch a bit of sport. It's slowly coming back, and actually the sporting calendar is quite busy now.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was strange for what, nearly 3 months with no sport at all. But thankfully there is sport. Okay, nearly it all is behind closed doors, as they call it, with no spectators and that, but at least there's a television coverage of the major events, and it's great that it's back. I mean, I think horse racing was the first sport really that came back behind closed doors and worked very successfully. So that was a good pointer for the other sports, etc., to come back. And we have the football and, of course, the rugby that you've mentioned there, and, of course, cricket and other sports. So it's great. And hopefully, just hopefully, please God, things will get better as regards the virus and that, and spectators will be permitted back into the venues.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, Fergus, just this morning, we'll really enjoy, I know you're a keen Leinster fan, and I'll be asking you in just a moment about the big match. We'll really appreciate the visits to the stadiums. I know yourself, you'll really savour the next match when you get to the Aviva Stadium to see your beloved Leinster.
I agree. And I'll tell you what I miss. Do you know what I really miss, Patrick? The Friday nights in the RDS.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere there when Leinster are playing, be it in the Guinness Pro 14 or the Heineken Cup. They really are great nights. And, of course, Leinster doing so well, that adds to it as well. But I really was saying to people, I miss the Friday nights, or if it was a Saturday night in the RDS. But, you know, hopefully the games, as you know, are in the Aviva now. But hopefully the great nights in the Ballsbridge venue will be back pretty soon. I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Yeah, oh, I'm certainly the social side as well. But we might move before we look ahead to Saturday. We might take a look back at the weekend. It was another win, Leinster against Munster. It wasn't a classic by any means, but Leinster certainly got the job done at the weekend. What was your verdict on the match? You happy?
You know, the final score was 13-3 in Leinster's favour, and you're quite right, Patrick, it wasn't a classic. It was a dour encounter, really. I was amazed at the Munster sort of performance and their game plan, if that's the right word, because they had nearly beaten Leinster 2 weeks earlier. Do you remember when the rugby came back? It was only a 2 points difference in the end, and JJ Hanrahan had missed a conversion to equalise that day. But they came back and they were box kicking, testing young Jordan Larmour, who struggled a wee bit in the game 2 weeks earlier. And obviously this was their plan from Conor Murray and Chris Casey, who came on for him before the end. But Leinster just did a real professional job. There's no doubt about it. And Johnny Sexton was excellent, of course, as long as he was on the pitch. And one of the things that I noticed looking at it, Patrick, was the performance of Will Connors in the back row. He had played against Ulster the previous week when there were 15 changes made by Leo Cullen for the Ulster game. And Will Connors was one of those men that came in, and he'd a great game, but he was selected specifically to try and nullify the threat of CJ Stander in the back row for Munster, and he did a brilliant job. I've never seen CJ Stander so quiet and so ineffective in over 80 minutes in a game of rugby, be it for Munster or Ireland. And Will Connors did exactly the job that he was selected to do. He had an excellent game. And You know, beating Munster last week was just a job well done. Mm. Not brilliant rugby, but a job well done. And the man of the match, of course, went to Will Connor. No, who did it go to? I'm just trying to think. Mm. I think it did go to Will Connor. Mm. No, it went to Caelan Doris, the other back row man, and who's a great young player. Prospect for the future too. Mm. So it was just a professional job done without any spectacular rugby by Leinster, and they've reached the final once again.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of them players there. I heard Shane Horgan a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about the strength and depth. He said that the understudies in Leinster are so good that he reckons that Leinster, their regular team, is the best team in the Pro 14, and the second team could finish second. It's scary, the strength and depth in that Leinster team at the moment, Fergus, isn't it?
It's remarkable what they have. As I mentioned to you just moments ago, the 15 changes they made after beating Munster in the first game, then making 15 changes to play Ulster the following week. Mm. And, I mean, they were excellent. They really were terrific. And Kieran Frawley, who has played in the Guinness Pro 14, being said he was playing in the centre. He's normally a fly half, number 10 out half, and he was playing in the centre, and he was excellent. And apparently he's been used in the centre in practice matches and that, and in training, and he proved it, and he was the man of the match. But they have, you mentioned that it's scary. Like, you look at the back row particularly, they have Josh van der Fleer, and of course Dan Levy, who got that horrific injury there over 12 months ago, and apparently is almost back to full fitness now. He might be considered for next Saturday, probably won't, but he's very near the full fitness. And they have Will Connors and Caelan Doris and Jack Conan and Josh Murphy as well. They just have an array of back row players that's terrific, and every position really they can put in a player. Look, Hugo Keane, and look what he's done, because Adam Byrne and Dave Kearney unfortunately have got injured with hamstrings, and young Hugo Keenan, whom I've seen playing for Leinster at full back, and very impressive he was too, but he slotted into the right wing position. And he did very well, particularly last Saturday.
And it's Ulster, of course, at the weekend. And if it's a repeat of the game, I think I was talking to you last year after their game in Europe, and it was a real, real cracker. What are you expecting on Saturday? Ulster, that great win. A former Leinster man got the last gasp drop kick. What are you expecting? Are you expecting Ulster to give a stiff examination to Leinster at the weekend?
I'm sure they will, Patrick. I'm sure they will, because you don't get to a final without being good enough to earn it and that. And I my thoughts are just during the day. We're going back, Patrick, to last December. Mm. It was actually the Friday before Christmas. I think it was something like the 20th of December in an earlier game in this season's Guinness Pro 14. And Leinster were playing Ulster, and it was a remarkable game in the RDS. The final score was Leinster 54, Ulster 42.
Oh, yeah.
It was an amazing match. Yeah. Leinster scored actually 8 tries that day, 7 of which were converted by young Harry Byrne, who's an up-and-coming out-half, brother of Ross Byrne, who's the number 2 to Johnny Sexton. But Ulster were excellent that night. Mm. Like they were 33-14, I think, down at half-time, but they never gave up. They kept trying to play rugby, and they did score 3 tries in the second half. So, it's going to be interesting to see what team Leinster pick. Because remember, the following Saturday, that's next Saturday week, they're up against Saracens in the Heineken Cup quarter-final. So it's just whether Leo Cullen and his management team go ahead and pick the full strength 15 next Saturday, and hopefully no injuries in that, and most of them be. But I think he might mix it up for next Saturday's game. with an eye on the Heineken Cup quarter final, which is on in the Aviva the following Saturday against Saracens. So it'll just be interesting to see what team Leinster pick particularly. But I do expect and hope that Leinster will win. They'll be hot favourites to win, of course. There's no doubt about it. The bookmakers will have the odds on to win. But as long as it's a good game, everybody will be happy. But I hope Leinster can do it, and I think they will.
Yeah, that's great, Fergus. And we'll be hearing you. Thanks a million for joining us. And you'll be back on air, no doubt, I am half 10 on Saturday morning.
Half 10 Saturday morning. And we'll have a results programme on Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
That's great, Fergus. Thanks, as always, for joining us. And enjoy. There's loads of sport coming up over the weekend. So enjoy all the sporting events and that match in particular.
Pleasure, Patrick. Talk to you again soon, please God. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Fergus. That was great. That was our very own Fergus Carroll, New FM's Fergus Carroll. As I mentioned, Fergus will be on the air as always, half 10 on Saturday. And no doubt Fergus will have a more comprehensive look at that match coming up, mouthwatering game, Ulster against Leinster on Saturday evening. So we've a lot of sport to look forward to, and we've loads of great League of Ireland to look forward to. But we're just going to take a piece of music on the show, and after that we're going to be joined by Roberto Lopez, who was man of the match in that big League of Ireland match between the Dublin Derby between Shamrock Rovers and Bowes. So in a moment's time, after we play a bit of music, we hope to be joined by Roberto. So we'll take a bit of music and we'll be back after that. Welcome back to Beyond the Back Page on Near FM. That was Albatross from Fleetwood Mac. I mentioned there was a massive game on Saturday between Shamrock Rovers and Bowes, and it was a big win for Shamrock Rovers, going 5 points ahead of Bowes in the title race. And I'm delighted to say, man of the match in that game, Roberto Lopez is joining us on the line. Roberto, thanks a million for joining us. How are you today?
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, Roberto, a job well done. You must have been happy with that performance. You got the goal early in that game and really, really dug in and held out very well on Saturday.
Yeah, we're delighted with the result. It's a big 3 points for us, and we knew going into the game that's what it was all about. It was just about getting the win and getting the points on the board and putting that game to bed and moving on to the next one. As you said, like, we started the game really well. Got a goal, and after that we had to dig in at times. Yeah, you're always going to get that in a derby. Like, it's you're going to cosh at times, and you just have to match the other team's work rate, and and be up for the battle.
And your defensively, you have been very strong of late. That must be very, very pleasing, because I'd be right in saying it's 3 clean sheets in the league as things stand. So you must, defensively as a unit, you seem to be playing really, really well together.
Even when you go back to the start of the season, the games we had played, we felt that we were leaking a few goals that we weren't really happy about, so it was something we kind of addressed, and I think, yeah, as you say, proved his dividend in the last few games where we keep in clean sheets, and kind of like that's music to your ears. That's what you want at the end of the day. Like that's our job, is to kind of keep the goals out at one end and let the more creative players go and win the game for us. So I think the more we can continue to do that, the more games we'll win rather than lose.
And I'll go back to that great night in Europe a couple of weeks ago. What was it like to be involved in such a game? You indeed took a penalty. Was it 12-11 in the end, Roberto?
Yeah, I think it was 13 penalties in each, and the scoreline finished 12-11 already. It was a mad game, but you get them like in Europe as I come to learn over the last few years. Like, they're just special nights, and anything can happen tonight, and it's just such a thrill. And then you have the ups and downs of the game itself. So we conceded the penalty, that I felt it wasn't a penalty, and then level, and then having to draw level again, and getting a man sent off, and going through extra time, just trying to cover them out and limit the chances our opponents could create. And then I couldn't believe it. Like, I think that's the fourth time of shootout, sorry, the second tied another in the final that went to a similar scoreline, but having like some lads come around taking second penalties, it's madness.
Yeah, and dispatch your penalty very, very well. What are you thinking when you're going up? Because I'm thinking back to all them famous, everyone them would say the famous World Cup matches when players miss penalties, and you remember the players that missed the penalties. Are you, when you're going up to take a penalty like that, are you saying, "Oh, please let it not be me," or are you just concentrating, trying get taking that off your mind and just trying to get the job done?
I probably had a mind made up before he put my name down for a penalty where I was going if it came to me. Like, so I just like made a decision and it was done. Like, taking it and following what I said I'd do. Like, I think if you start kind of putting other ideas in their head, or should I go this way, should I go that way, you just need to make a decision and back to stick with it and then.
Yeah, and were you ready to go? It looked like it was going to keep going. Were you ready to take another one if it came to it?
Yeah, I was stretching off. I was stretching off, ready to go again, because I think after I took my penalty, I had tape on my socks, and I was just like, I can take that off now. I'm done, and I actually, as of then, now I'm actually not. I might leave it alone just in case we go wrong. Yeah. So, I was ready to go if it needed to be, but thank God Joey dispatched his penalty superbly, and we went on to win again.
Yeah, and what a prize, AC Milan in the next round. You must be, that's a dream tie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic, as you say. Like, it's one of the greatest teams in Europe ever, and it's going to be an unbelievable experience. Obviously, it's a feeling, can't have fans, given the times of no fans going to be allowed in the stadium, because I'm sure it'll be a memory and be packed out to the rest. And we can't wait. We're really excited and looking forward to competing against some of the superstars.
Yeah, and it's a one-off game, the nature of the game. So you have to, I think I saw Enda Stevens was talking that he was asked about the match, and he said it's a one-off game, so you never know. Is that what you have been saying to yourselves and the coaching staff? Like, you give it everything, because you never know. There could be, you're in with a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, like, we're in this competition to go as far as we can. Like, we're not just here to make up numbers, and we're not just going to roll over because of AC Milan are in town. Like, obviously, it's a great toy, and we're going to enjoy and look forward to it, but we're competing and to win, like, and we want to get through the next round. That's ultimately the goal, and we can look back after the game and later on in our careers and think about what a great night it was. Like, but I think up until we've played a tie, our focus is on winning it, beating it. And as you say, it's a once-off game. Stranger things have happened, and you never know, it could go our way.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, it is a pity the fans aren't there. How have you found the experience of playing? Of course, all sporting events at the moment are being played behind closed doors. How have you found the experience of playing with no crowds?
It's strange. So like, it definitely is strange, especially like for the derby there against Bowles on the weekend. Like, I think the atmosphere really adds to them games, and it makes it such a expected from the bigger event, I suppose. Like, and I think especially being at home, we're used to having the numbers that we get, and the fans are great for us, like singing us on. Like, you do miss it at home, and then I suppose when you go away, you're probably playing with more freedom, because there's less intimidating atmosphere. I was kind of evens out in that regard, but it's definitely with the fans, and the sooner we can get them back into the stadium, the happier we'll be.
Yeah, and the last time I was talking to you, Roberto, you were telling me about your debut for Cape Verde. Any more movement on that? Are you hoping still? I know there's no games in the immediate for, but would you be still hoping that you'll get the call up for their next match?
Yeah, they've recently changed their managers, and there's a friendly coming up in October next month, and then two qualifiers in November. And look, I'm to be involved in the squad, like, I'd love to be a part of it, I just need to obviously keep performing, keep at me best, and keep pushing hard, and hopefully I can get picked. But yeah, it's definitely something I want to be involved in. I really enjoyed my experience last year, but I don't want it to end. But if the opportunity is there to kind of make more appearances for Cape Verde, I'd love to be a part of the squad. So just crossed if I keep performing well and keep working hard, I get picked.
Yeah, and was I reading right that you're learning the language during lockdown? Was that correct, the local language?
I was trying to learn the language. Yeah. It's difficult now. I haven't really got anyone to speak it. My dad now speaks it, but I haven't been practicing on a daily basis. But yeah, I've been trying to pick up Portuguese and a bit of the local language. But hopefully, if I do get picked in the squad, I'll be able to hold my own and have a few conversations with the lads.
Yeah, that's good. Listen, Roberto, thanks a million for joining us. Best of luck for the rest of the season. We'll all be looking at that big game against AC Milan. So best of luck in that game and the rest of the season. And thanks a million for joining us today.
No problem, Patrick. Thanks very much for having me.
That's great. That was Roberto Lopez joining us to discuss his team's upcoming match, a big game against AC Milan, and hopefully it is half the drama of the last match in Europe for Shamrock Rovers. And while we're on the subject of soccer, we may as well look ahead. It's a busy schedule in the League of Ireland. The games are coming thick and fast, nature of the return of football. So we have the games coming up in the League of Ireland on Friday. We have Bowes against Waterford, 5:45 p.m. Bowes hoping to get back to winning ways after that reverse against Shamrock Rovers. And the other game on Friday night is Dundalk and Shelburne, 8 p.m. In the First Division, Galway will host Shamrock Rovers second team, 7:45 kickoff, and Cabinteely will play Athlone, 7:45 p.m. And Wexford will host Bray. Very tight in the First Division, so that's a division worth looking at. Very, very, very tight there. So that will be interesting. And on Saturday, it's Cork will host Shamrock Rovers at 2 p.m. And the other game, the late kickoff, is St Pat's against Sligo, 5 p.m. In the First Division on Saturday as well, it's Cove against UCD and Longford against Drogheda at 7:30 p.m. And it's hard to believe we have the return of the Premier League. 12:30 on Saturday, Fulham against Arsenal. Mad that the season has returned. And we also have Crystal Palace against Southampton, 3 p.m. West Ham against Newcastle, 3 p.m. Liverpool and Leeds, 5:30 p.m. That's the Leeds' return to the Premier League. And on Sunday, we have West Brom against Leicester, 2 p.m. and Spurs against Everton, 4:30 p.m. And two games in the Premier League on Monday. Sheffield United against Wolves, 8 p.m. and Brighton against Chelsea at 8 p.m. That's it for this evening. Thanks a million for joining me. Thanks to my two guests, Roberto Lopez and Fergus Carroll, for joining me today. Thanks. We'll be here at the same time next week. Until then, enjoy your sporting week.